This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 569,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. The figure is more than 135,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is now more than 12.9 million around the world and more than 3.3 million in the U.S. The World Health Organization is reporting a record increase in global coronavirus cases on Sunday, saying the number of infections rose by more than 230,000 within just 24 hours. The biggest increases were from the United States, where coronavirus infections are up in about 40 states. The United States has broken global records by registering about 60,000 new cases a day for the last several days. The U.S. state of Florida set a new record, reporting over 15,000 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in one day. The number by far beats previous records of single-day increases in a U.S. state. The state has eased lockdown restrictions, including theme park Disney World, which opened over the weekend to guests in masks. Following the U.S. in the biggest increase in case numbers are Brazil, India, and South Africa. Coronavirus deaths remain steady across the globe at about 5,000 a day. The French government said it plans to introduce systematic testing at airports for visitors from so-called red countries where COVID-19 is still prevalent. In Paris, demonstrating nightclub workers demanded a reopening of their venues, arguing that strictly controlled club visits would be safer than unregulated beach parties. Spain's Catalonia region forced hundreds of thousands of residents back into lockdown as coronavirus cases accelerated, and South Africa's president said his country faced a coronavirus storm that was, quote, far fiercer and more destructive than any we have known before. And then he reimposed a nighttime curfew and also a ban on alcohol.